we were telling you yesterday details of the new hotline set up by the Gardaí and Donegal, hotline set up to allow people report any illegal gatherings which they see taking place during the COVID restrictions, and all this coming in a week in which the focus has very much been on the high levels of COVID in North Donegal, all part of the attempts by numerous authorities to reduce the numbers of COVID cases in Donegal overall. And the matter was taken up in the Dáil last evening by independent Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, who didn't mince his words. He said it wasn't a hotline, it was more a ratline or a toutline.
One of the things announced yesterday, which did not come out of that PR stunt on last Saturday, is that the Gardaí have set up a tout line, a rat line, a Garda hotline asking for neighbours to tout on neighbours. What planet are you on, Taoiseach? If that is the response from government and the response from officialdom in relation to this COVID outbreak in Donegal. Taoiseach, what we need in Donegal is walk-in test centres, vaccination clinics, not a line where people are being encouraged to inform on their friends and neighbours. That is crazy, and that will do nothing but set back the response from the county.
Deputy Pringle, good morning to you.
Morning, Neil. How's it going?
That's a bit harsh, is it not? People are trying to do right, get the numbers down in Donegal, and yet they're being branded as rats and touts by you.
No, that's not actually what I was saying. What I was saying was that I think it's a wrong response from the government in relation to what needs to be done in Donegal, and what we should have as a response that sees test centres opened up, people being vaccinated and the like, and that should be the first response from government, not the response to ask people to ring in and tell about what they know is going on around the county. And that's the reality of the situation, and this was the first response from officialdom to the rise in numbers that we've seen in the county, and I don't think that's right. Helpline hasn't been introduced anywhere else in the country, and it's only been done in Donegal. And is that the kind of response that we're going to see right across the board from now on?
Well, I think more initiatives were taken, and we're talking about more walk-in centres in the areas worst affected. But the concept of the hotline, even I know you're saying it's the first response, and maybe that's your prior issue with this. But do you object to the concept of a specific line for people to ring in?
I object to the concept of that as being the response to the COVID situation in the county, which is completely wrong.
Would you ring it if you saw something going on in your home county which was a flagrant breach of COVID regulations? Would you ring the number?
Would I ring that particular number?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would or not, because, I mean, I do know that the guards would more than likely know about it anyway, and the guards should be dealing with that. But the reality is that what we should be ensuring, and what we have a role to make sure, is that we have the responses there in terms of test centres, in terms of people getting identifying whether they have the issues or not, and putting in place those kind of responses. And that should be our first response. And I think it's lazy. I think it's a way of just the government making a knee-jerk reaction and singling out Donegal and making an example of Donegal, which I don't think is right.
But you, by what you said in the Dáil very publicly, are now undermining the effectiveness of this system of communications with the Gardaí. I mean, people, I think, were in two minds as to whether this was a good thing, whether they would do it or not. They'd be less inclined to do so now because of the publicity surrounding it and being called rats and touts, were they not?
Well, yeah, you said yourself that people are in two minds about doing this, and because this isn't the response that we need. The response that we need in Donegal is to have the test centres available, have the testing available, and have the support for people that need it. And that's vitally important, and that's how we're going to keep our community together and keep people working together to ensure that we beat this COVID increase. You know, and the reality is now that, if we take somebody from Killybegs or Glencombe, that Letterkenny is an 8th walk-in test centre. It's called a walk-in test centre. You'd be a long time walking from Killybegs or Glen to Letterkenny to get that. No, so, and that's the reality of the situation, and that's what we should be pushing, and we should be making sure that it's there for people in Donegal to actually fight this disease and win the battle in relation to it.
Okay, I don't know if you were at the press briefing, but certainly you were. I think you were among those who were engaged with the meeting at the weekend between Ronan Glynn and Stephen Donnelly. Anthony Breslin of the HSE pointed out some very stark facts, numbers, and numbers. Yeah, but yesterday at the press briefing, he's talking about the facts remain that a lot of people attended a wake in a part of Donegal. It led to 84 cases. There are incidents happening, whether people agree with it or accept it or not.
The HSE wouldn't have turned up to the meeting and actually said that at the meeting as well, because that what was noticeable, very noticeable from the meeting was that the HSE weren't there. And that's the kind of thing that's very frustrating when you're trying to respond to a crisis like this around the county when they don't even turn up.
Well, we would assume, would we not, that the Minister for Health would know what the HSE would say if they were at the meeting, or certainly would have the information at hand that the HSE would have.
It's actually interesting because the Minister for Health and I asked him directly about what's going to happen. He said, well, we're going to have to go and talk to the HSE and see if that's feasible. So obviously the Minister for Health isn't in control of the situation as well, which is worrying. And the HSE seemed to be in control of the response, but they weren't actually represented at the meeting.
Okay, just a final question, and we've had a number of contributors to our show in the past few days, particularly in the south of the county, saying that they felt personally insulted by what Tony Holland said last Friday, that the dogs in the street knew what was going on in Donegal. Did you take any personal insult from a comment like that, or was he highlighting a very serious situation?
I think he may have been highlighting a serious situation, and it was a response to that. I think it was an unfortunate use of words. But I think what was even more insulting was when Tony Holland agreed at the meeting on Saturday that they would go on local radio and talk about the issue on the first opportunity they could get, which was Tuesday morning, and then they didn't bother showing up.